Contract killings, murderers released early from prison, and fear Martin Luther King's killer could be back on the streets. All for the right price, because prisoners had the money to pay. Traced to a corrupt governor's administration, one of Tennessee's most notorious scandals is also one of its best-kept secrets. Until now. This is a WVLT Originals, a Tennessee Waltz, Ray Blanton's Last Dance.
A Tennessee Waltz, Ray Blanton's Last Dance, a WVLT Originals documentary. It's a story that Brittany has been working on for much more than a year. We kind of want to peel back layers a bit, give you an inside look at the process to see how this massive effort all came together. Let's start with those undercover FBI tapes. I know you worked for a long time. We've been talking about this for months. A long time to get these tapes. We know they exist. Where are they?
Yeah, so it's a long process, and it really started with filing requests, the official filing of requests.
Was it FOIAs?
FOIA, what they're called? Exactly. Yeah. With the Freedom of Information Act, you can file records basically from the federal government. So there's a process to that. So the government has about 10 business days to respond to your request. So the original file that we did.
This is the FBI raid in 78.
That's
right?
Correct.
That's the original
December
FBI
78.
Raid.
Yes, this is also the day that three Blanton aides were arrested, two of them eventually convicted. And we were trying to look for the tapes that led to these arrests that really were the focal point of the investigation. There were several undercover officers who were essentially making deals with the people who were involved. So we were trying to get our hands on those tapes because everybody who I spoke to, who were the people who were directly involved with this, said that they hadn't heard these tapes in several years. I mean, since the investigation was ongoing. So we filed that original request in October of 2021. We got a response back from the government saying, we either can't locate your request or you need to fine-tune it. So we filed an appeal that then was sent back to us from the government. We filed another appeal. They asked for things like obituaries, which we were able to provide because some of the people have passed away since then. And they asked for a lot of information. So we just tried to fine-tune our language and
ask for less and less each
exactly.
time, perhaps.
Maybe change our dates just a smidge, or change our language just a hair to see if they're processing system was able to match our request a little bit better. So eventually, after several years of filing these requests, we came up empty-handed. In fact, our final request, because you get in line, right? And the larger requests do take some time for them to process. They told us that it would be 1,929 days, which is almost 5.5 years, for them to get to us. That's how long the backlog is. And for the size of our request, it was going to take quite a while. So we will not stop, but we have not gotten our hands on those undercover tapes. And nobody who I've talked to has as well.
You were able to successfully tell the story, though, through so much stuff. Mm-hmm. Brittany had two children during the process of making this documentary. So much other information in there, even without the tapes. Where did all that come from?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was really actually pretty fun to be able to uncover some of these. And we were talking about just old newspaper clips, old television.
Microfiche, is that still a thing?
The microfilm, yes. Oh, yeah, that's great. And I'm going to show you how we got to that. But this was really cool because we worked really closely with the Tennessee State Library and Archives, and this is their system. I mean, how cool is this? It's just several stories deep of their library, and in each box there is a different part of Tennessee history. So we requested the Ray Blanton papers, and that was several boxes.
And this is your requests coming? This is your order?
Yes, these are our requests that are coming in from that archive system. And everything is in these boxes. We're talking every speech that the governor wrote to papers that were saved from whatever was in his desk at the time. And then that's just specific to Ray Blanton. Of course, this is every piece that the state deems is worth saving. So
and
that's how it works.
And you spent months going through all this stuff. They don't just say, here's the best thing for your documentary.
Correct.
You have to go through everything to find relevant information that you need.
You're exactly right. So it was really neat because there were handwritten notes. There were letters that were sent to the governor. There were old copies of original speeches. Look at that. That's in handwriting there. Just notes
you're
that were
taken. You're having to decipher someone else's handwriting.
That's exactly right. I mean, there is a lot of information that needed to be requested there. So the Tennessee State Libraries and Archives were just so, so helpful in us fulfilling these requests, because there was so much information in there, pictures, newspaper clippings. I mean, it was just endless. So that was a lot of fun. And then here at home, at the East Tennessee History Center is a similar thing. That's where we got to find some of the microfilm that kept track of old Knox News Sentinel articles, cool. And so all of our
the
local
journal
papers.
And whatever
yes,
else,
the
right?
journal, it's all in there. So that's kind of what this system looks like here, where we were able to, and then you had to go in there and load it and crank it and try to find the date that you're looking for. So this is organized by date, not by subject matter. So
I'll say normally when somebody produces a documentary of this level, they probably have a staff of a half dozen producers who are digging and finding this stuff. How about you?
Well, we have a great team, and
we
have some producers who have been working
yourself.
Here, photographers who have been working with us here, so yeah. We have a really good team here.
You really had to work on this one.
Yeah, but I pulled a lot of help, so good. I was lucky to get some good people with us to pull all this together, help me file those FOIA requests. So yeah, it definitely was a team effort here, but this is what I'm talking about here. My arm was sore cranking that thing, trying to get to the right articles, because of course the stuff that I was looking for was late in the year and it was organized by year. So this was really interesting, and this is right in our own backyard. This is right there in downtown Knoxville on Gay Street. So that was really, really cool to pull that back.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the other thing. The original raid happened more than 40 years ago, the original FBI raid. There are still things surfacing in just the last 18 months or 2 years. In fact, a murder related to this entire scandal happened just months ago.
Yeah, right. In 2021, in June, there was a murder of a Chattanooga businessman, Sam Pettyjohn. That's his picture there, from 1979. He was also working as an FBI informant when he was killed. And that just recently, not even 2 years ago, was traced back to the Blanton administration as a murder for hire. And officials actually came out and said, if these people were alive today, they would be charged with murder in connection to this case. So it's very recently been linked back to the Blanton administration. So your question, is this
over
yet? That's a question that we just don't know the answer to.
Do you have questions, your own memories or stories from this time in Tennessee history that you'd like to share with us? We'd love to hear from you. Go to WVLT.tv to send them our way.